So it's the Welsh Premier League podcast and one new entrant to the last season. Of course, Cardiff Met acquitted themselves very well. Bradley Woolridge joins me now. Bradley, you must have been pleased with what you achieved last season.
Yeah, it was a good season by all accounts. You know, this time last year we spoke about what our expectations were and it was to stay in the league. So, yeah, to go within one, well, go into a game that we could have got European football was exciting. You know, we outdid our expectations. But, yeah, a pleasing season, but it's something for us to build on, something for us to sort of aim for this year. And, yeah, a good mark for us, really.
No relenting once you knew you were safe. You absolutely still saw another target to go for.
Definitely, yeah. It's sort of within the ethos of the club that, you know, we've never arrived anywhere. We're always on a journey, you know, we're always trying to progress. So for us, you know, securing top six was brilliant, but we weren't just going to go into that and, you know, and just lie down and let teams beat us. Although we started slowly in the second phase, we picked up a bit of form towards the end and you know, as we say, we managed to get ourselves to the final, but we just couldn't go that final step. So.
What would you say was your toughest test last season? I mean, I suppose it's obvious to pick out a TNS result, but it may not be the result, might it?
Yeah, you know, TNS is always difficult. You know it's going to be, you set up because you know they're going to have a lot of possession. I mean, other than that, you go to the Connors Keys away, you go to Carmarthen away. There's very few pitches that are grass now, so it's a different style of football. Those sort of teams as well tend to play quite direct football, so you know there's going to be a physical element to it. Whereas with TNS, you know it's going to be much more technical and tactical. They're going to look to move you around. So each team's different. You know, every team has their strengths, and we try to set up depending on who we're playing, trying to you know minimise their strengths and exploit the weaknesses. So.
And what's your personal desires for the next season?
Personally, you know, I want to play every game. You know, we've got a lot of young boys who have come back for pre-season who may not have been in the squad last year, new boys that are coming in. So the competition for places this year is probably the highest it's been since I've been there last sort of 5-6 years now. So for me, it's, you know, I want to play every game, as all of us do. And as a group, we want to, you know, perform as well as we can week in, week out. You know, whether that means that we're safe, whether that means we finish top six, top four, you know, we'll keep sort of pushing, keep looking to progress. I think this year we have to adapt a bit quicker. It took us, you know, 6 games last year to get our first point. We then moved on from there, but we can't afford to go 6 games and only pick up 1 point this season. So yeah, we'll look to go from there.
Is Welsh Premier League football an attraction to get students in and to get people in?
Yeah, you know, I think people do see it. It's not only the Welsh football, it's our university football as well. As well as the Welsh football, we were crowned Bucks champions, which is, you know, UK-wide sort of footballing champions last year. So there is definitely an attraction there for students, you know, UK-wide really, to if they're 17, 18, 19, wherever they are looking to study, they will obviously look around at what sort of level the football is at as well. I know personally, I was really interested in the football when I came and, you know, had a look at the university. So it's an attraction. We do have a lot of interest. As I say, during pre-season, we've probably had 40, 50 boys, you know, coming to train sort of week in, week out. So it's competitive and yeah, it's good for the club.
And who are the names we need to be looking out for from the new recruits next season?
I suppose there's two standout ones that have already been sort of publicised in Dylan Rees and Joel Edwards. You know, Dylan was at Cardiff, ended up sort of leaving Cardiff, and he's looking to come and study next year and obviously play with us. And Joel Edwards was at Hereford, had captained the side there, I think, for a couple of years. Both quite strong. Hopefully we'll both come in and strengthen the team. There are other boys, though, that are perhaps not within the squad last year, within the first team squad, but were second team players that did very well for us last year. And again, we'll be looking to sort of push on, looking to try and take the chance if they get it. So, yeah, it's an exciting time and it's competitive.
Talk me through the support network you get because you're part of a university. You know, you are amongst sports scientists, sports nutritionists, student sports nutritionists. They all want to learn. Are you their lab rats in a way?
Yeah, in a sense we are. You know, some of the boys who obviously play on those sort of courses. So it is attractive for people, you know, if they want to get practical experience, whether it be, you know, in massage, whether it be in a course that we're starting is sport broadcasting. So we're starting to have a lot more sort of media sort of attention within the university and starting to broadcast the games, whether it be interviews, you know, at training or about the upcoming week. So we are, I suppose, as you say, you know, lab rats or guinea pigs for them to sort of work with, for them to gain experience. And, you know, being in the World Premier League as well is fantastic, you know, for them to be putting something like that on their CV. So it's unbelievable how it's grown in the last few years, but it's a great opportunity for students there that aren't playing but want to be involved.
So this coming season, everybody in that league, bar Prestatyn, I would argue, are known to you well, because Barry are coming up and you know Barry very well, obviously. Are there one or two sides there that are catching your eye and you're thinking these are the sort of games we need to win? Or is it really a case of you facing 30-odd cup finals?
Probably the latter. You know, we would expect the teams that have been in the European competitions at this stage to probably be pretty sharp early on. And it may take other teams a little bit longer to adapt. But every team, I think, looks to strengthen. You know, we've heard of other teams signing players, bringing players in, going between teams within the league. So all games are you know, going to be difficult, going to be challenging. And we just have to set up and prepare for each game week by week as it comes. And yeah, just go from there.
It's interesting, again, comparative to you guys, because there might be some of your players who might not even rock up till October if they're undergraduates, isn't there?
Yeah, that's true. You know, we try and advertise to the new students coming in that, you know, there is football, there is a pre-season. If they would like to come along, great. Some of them probably aren't aware of that or decide not to come along. So yes, we have some boys come in sort of late September, go through trials. There's always one or two, you know, that are probably stand out within trials and, you know, may be good enough for the first team. So that's exciting for us. I think, you know, last year, I think we had about 200 boys go through trials, but that's for sort of five or six teams. You know, the majority of those will play university football on a Wednesday. But like I say, there's always one or two that are good enough to challenge for first team places as well. So it's exciting.
That depth is there for you on the field. The other thing that's been interesting is how Cardiff as a city has warmed to the Met and the bums on seats that have come through the door, the students getting involved as well. Have you really noticed that this season?
Oh, definitely. You know, I remember sort of previous years playing in front of 20, 30, 40 people. I think our average last year was in the 200s, just about. So it's amazing, you know, to have that sort of support. Obviously, the ultras, as they became known, became quite popular last year. So it's great to get students in. But like you say, you know, there's local sort of Welsh League teams who, if they don't have a game or we have a different, you know, a Sunday kickoff, that they come along and watch, as well as even, you know, some Cardiff City fans. We played Murphy yesterday. We have some of their fans come along. So I think it's good for the city. It's good that Barry are now up there as well. I think that will bring even more sort of attraction to Welsh League football. Welsh Premier League football, especially, you know, the Boxing Day and New Year's Eve fixtures. I expect they'll be well attended, and it's got to be good for the city, really.